Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Tuesday, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on with you lately, but it's not good.
My voice is literally cracking.
Take some honey. You got one job to do.
Dear. So tough.
Thank you guys for tuning in this morning. All of our friends are weighing in. Where are they at?
Yes, they are. Let's see who's here. Heather's here. She said, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Feeling good this morning because today... I'm going to my son's school for lunch and having lunch with him.
Oh, that's wonderful. He'll like that.
He will.
I like that.
He definitely will.
You better bring him something good.
Eating good in the neighborhood. Yes, absolutely.
Bring him some Popeyes.
He's like, what?
Is there a Popeyes in Rochester?
Yes. Yes. It's in Henrietta. Everything's in Henrietta.
Oh, of course it is. I'm just... crossed my mind because somebody was doing it on, somebody was eating.
Oh, lunch. Actually, it's right up here on Lake Ave. Okay. Right up the street here.
I've never had it. Have you?
No.
I've never had Popeyes.
Never. Never, not once. But sounds good.
All those herbs and spices? Come on now.
Why?
Popeyes, are you open yet? It's 6:13. Come through.
They are closed. They are closed.
Let's get those fryers turned up, shall we?
Who else is here? We have Becky here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy.
What's up, Becky?
Feeling great this morning because I'm headed to the gym after a long week of vacation and out of my routine.
Way to get after it.
It's nothing like getting back on that horse.
No, you got to suck down that creatine.
Absolutely nothing. So
good for you for getting after it.
Yeah.
I'm taking my little to the YMCA to go work out today for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We're going to pump some iron.
Now you guys training for a weightlifting competition together. I love that for you. Get after it.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes these kids need someone to spot them.
Going to the one downtown?
No. Haven't figured that out yet. But, I mean, the organization's great because they give you free passes to go to the Y. And, you know, there's a lot of places within our community that partner up with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So it's great because you can utilize all these resources you have to do fun things. Red Wings, YMCA, Nighthawks, the museum, Strong especially. So it's great.
Uh-oh, this person's pissed. If you want to try Popeyes, I hope you don't want to try their sweet tea because they never have it and almost are always out of every single drink as well. There, I said it.
Oh, no. I wasn't actually thinking about the sweet tea.
Putting Popeyes on blast.
That's okay. We'll figure it out.
We will.
I'm just trying to get a biscuit. We should play a game. We should try and chew their biscuits and swallow them without any kind of drink.
You can do that. I'll choke, so I know my limits. I know my limits. What about you, vibes, besides the...
Pretty good.
Besides YMCA?
Vibes are pretty good. I saw a woman almost die yesterday, Breeze.
Oh, good.
I was at the red light behind her. I think it was like corner of University in Winton. And we're just at a stoplight. We're at a red light. And all of a sudden, a gust of wind comes by. And it takes off the do not enter sign that's at the corner. And it just flies and crushes the front of her windshield. Shattered. I thought it killed this poor woman.
Ooh.
Destroyed the front of her windshield. So she puts her flashes on. I pull up next to her. I'm like, are you good? Do you need me to call someone? She's like, I can't hear you. I'm like, roll your window down, which she did not do. But this poor woman's car got wrecked. Who pays for that?
Insurance.
The city?
Yeah.
How did that sign fly off of its pole and destroy this woman's windshield? I mean, it could have killed her. You should have saw how fast this took place. That's one gust of wind.
Insane.
Do not enter sign comes off its pole. There's a guy panhandling who goes and picks it up. And you knew he was going to keep it. I don't know what he was going to do with it. It was nice of him to get it out of the street, though. Yeah, it was very alarming to watch. I'm glad she's okay, but her car is definitely not.
Wow, where was this again?
Right in front of the gold car wash there on East Ave.
Jeez, that's crazy. I would be panic stricken.
Yeah, destroyed her minivan. I felt really bad. Oh, she was just sitting at a red light. I mean, that's how quickly your day can go
sideways.
Just like that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Your vibes?
After that, wow. Vibes are good. I literally slept like a rock last night. Like 8:30, good night, sleeping. Not even a thing.
Did you take something?
No.
No, well, that's pretty good.
I honestly was just exhausted.
Yes, that's what happens when you bleed for this city.
I do bleed for this
city. You got a happy hour tonight you're hitting up?
Absolutely.
Breezy's going out with the ladies.
I made a New Year's resolution to see my best friend Maddie at least once a week. I've been doing okay, but my life is just better when I see her. So,
is that what she wants?
It doesn't matter what she wants.
Okay, forcing yourself onto people. Big story of the day this morning coming up, you guys. The Ontario County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding a registered sex offender who cut off his ankle bracelet and is on the run. Who is he? Where is he? Is the big question. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY. Boys, bad boys,
what you gonna do? Breezy, what's just one thing we will not do on this show?
We're simply just not going to reward bad behavior.
We never will. Ever. And never we never have.
Never will.
The Ontario County Sheriff's Office is asking for help finding a registered sex offender who disappeared before his scheduled sentencing for predatory sexual assault involving a minor. Daniel Savini, where are you? What were you thinking? 43, also known as Zero. Okay. Yeah, he's a zero. He reportedly removed his ankle monitor, cut it off, and fled. This was back on March 14th. Savini is described as 5'11", 220 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, along with tattoos on both forearms. What a classic. Look at the dragon tattoo on the forearm.
It's too much.
Constantly trying to be somebody we're not. Daniel has a prior conviction of rape and sodomy involving a 13-year-old girl all the way back in 2001.
Jeez.
He's got quite the record. He cut that ankle monitor off and fled the scene. Anyone who finds him is advised not to approach him and to call 911 immediately or the Ontario County Sheriff's Office. 585-394-4560. We are looking for Mr. Daniel Savini.
You know, it's like you give someone a chance and they just...
And they blow it.
Constantly disappoint.
Did you ever go to high school with anyone who wore an ankle monitor bracelet?
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't think you could because you had to, you know, be home.
Well, there's certain things, like you can wear the bracelet. You have to go. Some people are allowed, depending on court order. You can go straight to work. You got to come straight home. It's house arrest. It's what it is.
Right.
But somebody I knew had an ankle monitor. Nobody I was really friends with or anything like that. It was an acquaintance. I knew them. And I got to tell you, it's not a good look. No. Especially for women. It's hard to get the stiletto on.
No, fully.
You know what I'm saying?
That's so tough.
So Ontario County Sheriff's Office is currently on the move. So Daniel Savini, 43, 5'11", 220. He's got that dragon tattoo on his left forearm. Keep your head on a swivel, people. Coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show, Parental Confidential.
This is super relatable. We get a message, and it says, my 13-year-old stepson told me I better give him more than $10 a week for an allowance because anything less than $50 a week, it just won't cut it. It's not going to cut it. What does a 13-year-old need $50 a week for? Adriana from Irondequoit is asking the question on how many of you parents still give your kids an allowance? If so, how much? We'll get to her message for Parental Confidential coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
You saw them perform at halftime during the big game.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
My 13-year-old stepson told me my broke ass better give him more than $10 a week for an allowance because anything less than $50 just won't do.
Okay. Oh.
Right. Okay. Right. Let me get right on that. Parents listening, 585-252-9800. How many of you give your kids an allowance? If so, how much? This kid sounds like he needs to get roughed up a bit. These are the exact words in the message that was sent to us by Adriana and Irondequoit. How much money do you guys give your teenager for an allowance? And are kids even getting an allowance today? Don't know. Here's the exact message that she sent us. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Can you ask any listeners or parents if giving their teenager an allowance is still a thing? How does one handle figuring out how much to give their kids for an allowance? My 13-year-old stepson lives with me and his dad 100% of the time. He recently started asking for money nearly every day, anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks to go buy snacks, fast food, pizza, the mall with friends, Starbucks, etc.
Okay.
And the majority of these places are within walking distance, she said, from their home. But she says, I don't carry cash and I don't want to give him money every single time he asks. That's not how it works. He does not get an allowance. He has very minimal chores. Was thinking of starting an allowance to 10 bucks a week and upping his chores. When I shared this information with him, that we are thinking of giving him an allowance, if he gets good grades too, mm-hmm. and does his chores, he responded with, you're broke ass, better not just give me $10. I need at least 50 a week. He goes,
the disrespect is crazy.
I almost lost it on him, but kept my cool and explained that is not an option. Him thinking he deserves $200 a month to do nothing is comical. What have some other parents listening done when your kids constantly ask for money? I didn't grow up with an allowance. I don't remember asking for money all the time. Thanks for any suggestions or advice. You, this kid has a lot of freedom to go spend 20 bucks a day
right.
on whatever he wants. I don't think so. The disrespect is crazy. Yes, it is, Breezy.
That's insane.
What was your allowance growing up? I'm assuming you got one.
Yes. So.
Had to go buy that kush somehow.
No, Philly. Smoke it if you got it. I really only remember getting allowance if I got good grades, honestly. So that's kind of where I was at. And it would be like 50 bucks, maybe 100.
For the month? What?
No, if I got good grades. Like,
oh, they just
the
give you
the quarter.
One time.
The okay. quarter, or like whenever yeah. the report card came out, I think it was like once a quarter.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But so, only if I got good grades.
I can see like every, yeah, hey, listen, great job the past 3 months. Here's $100.
Right. And that was enough motivation for me.
Sure.
Get my head out of my ass.
Oh my God, I had a dream to buy my own Nintendo 64 with my own money.
Oh, I love that for you.
I was like, I'm gonna save up all this money, $5 a week. It didn't come close. One lollipop
didn't even,
down
didn't
the drain.
Didn't even scratch the surface.
Didn't even scratch the surface. Oh, let's go over to some text coming in right now. Good morning, guys. If he gets an allowance, you can talk to him about budgeting or give him options to earn more. My daughter's 13 and babysits for extra money. I cannot imagine where she would have an opportunity, though, to spend money daily. She goes to school and comes home. That's what I'm saying. This kid's 13. He's really, he's out and about, is he not?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, like, it's a delicate balance, right? Because, like, that's on you for allowing him to be as active in the community as he is.
In the community, yeah. Starbucks, restaurants, the mall.
But I remember being that age and doing the same thing. Like, whenever I left the house, like, I was out there. I was in these streets doing everything.
Not me. Kim says, tell your 13-year-old that he can start by doing all of his own laundry and buying all his own food. Don't let him talk to you like that. He doesn't sound like he is being disciplined at home. And what kid is going out every single day and spending 20 bucks at the age of 13?
Right.
I think that's the, yeah, this is the question. It's raising a lot of eyebrows. Why is he out and about so much? What's this kid really doing?
Yeah, what's the vibe here?
What is the vibe?
But like, I think having money and dealing with money gives you a responsibility to understand how money works. But when it's not your own money and you're just like expecting it, that's sure. when things are a little like, I don't know about all that.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. My daughter's 14. We give her $15 a week if her grades are in check and she does all of her chores. The only way kids will ever learn the value of money is to have to earn it themselves. 10 bucks a week for a 13-year-old is plenty. And granted, yeah, things are expensive today. I mean, obviously, with the tariffs.
Not the tariffs.
You can't buy a whole lot for 10 bucks a week, but you're 13. Everything you need is pretty much already provided to you.
Right.
Growing up, I remember being 15 before I was able to start my part-time job at PacSun at the mall at Grease Ridge. I'd have to ask my dad, I need, you know, it's my girlfriend's birthday. I need money for a gift.
Right.
He'd buy me a gift, and what'd I do? I go to JCPenney and I buy the cheapest like watch for $12 and I give it to her.
And the rest.
And, you know, it would crumble after 48 hours of wearing it. Like the glass lid popped off.
Oh, my God. Not the glass lid.
It did it in front of her whole family, too, which was really embarrassing. And then the girlfriend after that, her mom's like, she really wants a ring for her birthday. I'm like, okay, I'm 16. What kind of ring? She's like, just something really nice. What did I do? I went back to JCPenney, met with the same sales associate. I get this ring, and what happens? One of the diamonds pops right out of the freaking ring.
It was moissanite.
It was, yeah.
It was not a diamond. Let's be so for real. It was moissanite.
Yeah, it was not a diamond. I think it was like $25. Her finger was green for weeks.
One of the 3-carat diamonds just popped out. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm like, you didn't buy. Okay, perfect. I love that for you. Not the delusion. No, it's my favorite.
Chrissy says he's a kid, so yeah, he's going to ask for money. And yes, I think an allowance is smart, but $10 isn't enough to buy anything these days, depending on where you live. Maybe have him do more than just his personal chores, like something you would normally do. But show him how you do it, otherwise he'll half-ass it.
Right.
Like kids typically do. If you guys are just joining us, we're having the conversation. Adriana from Moronic-White wrote in, how much money do you give your kids for an allowance? Because she offered her stepson, who's 13, $10 a week. And he said, your broke ass better give me 50. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Who talks like that? My son is 12 and gets $10 a week, which he struggles with because he has a buddy who does dog walking. So he earns a bit more. But he has learned how not to spend it all at once. And if he does, too bad. He has to wait until the following week. Teach these kids the value of not just money, but how life works. Yeah. Oh, you used up your entire paycheck? Well, too bad. Wait until next week. That's me.
Sucks. That's literally me right now.
Yeah, right?
Me over here crunching numbers. I'm like, can I eat this week? Well, we'll find out.
And then John says, your parents are doing it all wrong. You should be taxing these kids' allowance the same way our paychecks get taxed. We do this with our 9 and 12-year-old son and daughter. They get $10, and then after taxes, they get 7. That's real parenting. That's real life. Thank you, John. Damn. Remember the fight we had on the air with those two moms who taxed their kids' Halloween candy?
Well,
one was for it, one was against it. Oh, the fights.
She was like, and your kid's going to work at a drugstore. I'm like, what? Wow, pulling all the punches.
Adriana, everybody here that has weighed in so far is saying that $10 a week is plenty. If you want to up it to 15, depending on how well he does his chores.
Right, if they do extra things, you know, just, or work overtime, for
right,
sure.
Let him work for it. That is real life. Let him work for it. He's not going to appreciate any of it if you just keep handing him $20 a day.
Correct.
To go to Starbucks.
Very true.
No, thank you. And where's my gavel this morning? That's that. We'll do another Parental Confidential coming up tomorrow morning. We love when you guys text in. If you ever want to be a part of the show, you can hit us up on our social at 98PXY on Facebook or 98PXY in Rochester on Instagram. We'll be right back.
98PXY.
Some of you today have no other choice but to have to deal with the really annoying coworker over 30 who still loves pulling pranks on April Fool's Day. How many of you still love doing this? You love a good prank? It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I mean, I get the whoopee cushion is still a fan favorite.
I like, literally.
If you're under 10.
I was like talking to Moose about this off the air. I was like, oh, it's April Fool's Day. He's like, you know, I never really got into it, you know. But I just went out and bought 50 whoopee cushions and, you know, shaving cream. I'm like, so you spent money on it, but you weren't really into it. Right, of course. And honestly, this seems like your brand back in the day. Like,
well,
you were a jokester, you were a prankster. Yeah. Seems like this could have been probably your favorite holiday.
I got in trouble one time at work for it. I'll get into that, but most people like a good, clean, harmless joke. You calling everyone in your family today to tell them that you have cancer and you're just waiting until the end of the day to call them back and say, April Fools, that's not funny.
Right.
That's diabolical.
I think that April Fools jokes and pranks are very juvenile. And I do think that, you know, there's a time in your life, a time and a place to have fun and joke around. And if it's innocent and it's like harmless, okay, whatever. And some people, you know, I think the older you get, the less you remember that April 1st is even April Fool's Day, right? Because it's not as important to you.
Well, I think that's what's sad about getting older, is we lose the magic.
Right.
But it's kind of like Christmas. You're not as excited as you once were.
Absolutely.
And that comes with all holidays, including April Fool's Day.
Mm-hmm. I used to be so into it as a child. Like, I had a book that...
gave you a rundown of all the jokes.
Yeah.
The pranks.
Good pranks that you could be using. My go-to, which really made my parents angry, was saran wrap over the toilet bowl underneath the seat.
What? How does that work?
You put saran, clear plastic saran wrap over the toilet bowl, put the seat down, and then when they go to pee, it splashes back up at them.
Oh, okay. So it's just your bathroom's covered in urine?
I mean, not mine, my parents.
Oh, that's right. You weren't paying the bills.
Okay, thank you so much. Or, there's a lot of toilet jokes. Or, you write something on the toilet paper, so when they unroll it, they can read it. I mean, the jokes go on and on. I think the innocent ones are like, you go buy a box of donuts for your coworkers and you fill them with a fruit basket or something healthy for you.
Yeah. So my uncle has a couple of health issues, you know, and now he's pushing 80, and he loves lottery scratch-off tickets. Loves them. So, of course, what did I do? I bought a couple of fake winners, and I put them in a pile with regular ones. He thought he won $1 million. Until we told him, hey, you know, April Fools, I thought this poor guy was going to have an aneurysm.
Yeah.
He was not in the mood for jokes. I thought he was going to pull out a kitchen knife and murder all of us.
When it comes to people's money, health, loved ones, safety, death, I don't think that those are really things to be joked about, because I do genuinely believe that it could send them into an absolute tailspin where they actually harm themselves. I'm not saying like on purpose, but they have an aneurysm, they have a heart attack, whatever the case may be. If you go to your bank account this morning and you put something up there where it looks like your entire bank account has been hacked, or you get a text message, your entire bank account has been hacked, whatever the case may be. April Fools. Not my entire life savings going down the drain. That's enough to make anybody.
It's all about being creative, you guys.
Correct.
Good, clean, harm, fun. Because today, good, clean, harm, fun.
A lot of harm, a lot of clean fun. I'm like, wait, what?
You know, you got to...
harm everyone, but make sure it's clean.
That's what it's about, okay?
Harm everyone, including
your neighbors. But it's got to be clean.
Yes.
Today is really all about catching people off guard. Alia says, hi, I'm with you guys. This day is really insufferable. I have a guy I work with in his 50s who thinks wrapping your office chair in tape dispenser and foil is hilarious.
I also would agree and argue that if you're pulling April Fool's pranks past the age of, God, I'll give it to you, 20.
No. There's no age limit on this day. I'm sorry.
I don't think so.
There's no age limit. As long as what you're doing is creative and fun, who cares how old you are? This person, I absolutely hate it. Random jump scares, people saying things that aren't true. All of that stuff just really makes me uncomfortable. I had a psychotic breakdown last year because of it. The fear really gets to a person when they have anxiety and paranoia issues.
So I feel like April Fool's Day is like a couple steps down from like the purge. I really do. I mean, like, there's no killing people,
extreme.
Obviously.
Very extreme.
It's the closest thing we have to the purge that there is. There's this one day of the year where you can kind of just like do whatever you want and not get really any repercussions for it. But I don't know. I'm just...
So one,
I'm retired. I'm not as into it as I once was.
So going back, quite some time now, we had a bunch of clients come in to the radio station, and we had our GM, and we had a bunch of people that were sitting in the conference room, a couple salespeople. Listen, you guys want to get some good prank stuff for April Fool's Day? You got to go to Spencer Gifts in the mall. That's where it's all at. So I paid like $20. I bought a whole bunch of stink bombs. And before the meeting started, I cracked them open and I put them in the conference room behind the drapes, behind the garbage can, one under someone's chair. It reeked in there. And everybody was looking at everyone else to see who
cut the cheese.
Who cut the cheese? And it was hilarious.
So what happened?
But I was the only one laughing. Everyone else had watery eyes. I never told anyone about it. I just kept it to myself. It was hilarious.
Here we are now. They're like, I can't believe we hired this guy back. I can't believe it.
It was funny, though. In creative. In harmless.
People's eyes were bleeding, but
not
maybe.
Sure if that deal ever went through, though.
Right. I wouldn't say so.
Ben says, I enjoy it. I'm 42 and still think the whoopee cushion is absolutely hilarious. Right. I won't bring it into work, but last year I put red food coloring in my wife's drink. So when she went to the bathroom, she thought she was peeing blood.
Again,
oh, Ben, joking harmless
with someone,
fun.
Again, joking with someone's medical history is not great. Moose says, clean harm fun. Right.
Too many people today, Breezy, take themselves too seriously. This is a day about pranking people and having fun. It's not that serious. It's just about catching people off guard, like Moose said. That's so true. That's what it's about. You know what I mean? So
Moose, if you're gonna, it was clean harm fun. Everyone's eyes were bleeding. I would be so mad.
Don't let the tradition die today, you guys. Be creative. And then text us or send us what pranks you did on our social. We'd love to see them. 98PXY Rochester.
Moose would love to see them.
I would absolutely love to see
them. Not you jotting down notes.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Absolutely. You know what time it is. You know the sound of that tune. It's Rochester Red Wings opening day, baby.
Yes, it is. Is it that, what is it, 20 degree guarantee?
It's 50 degree guarantee for the Rochester Red Wings today. So if you're not familiar, right now the temperature stands at the high of 30 degrees. So probably not going to reach 50 degrees.
No, not 30. At least 38. Still warmer.
In the 30s.
Yeah, 38 for the high today.
Going to be freezing. So if you're not familiar, every single year for the opening day of the Red Wings, GM, our king, Dan Mason from the Rochester Red Wings, makes a 50-degree guarantee that if it's not 50 degrees or higher, you will get a free ticket for the next game that you want to go to, essentially, for, I think it's April and May. So I think that this is fun. I think there will still be people that will show up, even though it's going to be cold. Bundle on up.
What time's the game?
Tonight it is 6:05, I believe. 4:05.
4:05.
And it's going to be a good one. First pitch, like I said, 4:05. Although it's going to be in the 30s, it is going to be sunny. So bring that blanket. They have a lot of really amazing food specials going on right now.
Oh, the food.
A beautiful beef on weck.
Yeah, the food.
A gorgeous beef on weck I talked about yesterday. And they're preparing their, they have knit hat giveaways for you. They have magnet calendar schedule giveaways for you. So still go, still have fun. And if you suffer through today in the freezing cold, well, not freezing cold, but in the cold, you can go to any other game in April and May on the Red Wings. No worries.
I'm wondering if the Red Wings are going to maybe partake in a April Fool's joke. So everyone gets there at 4:05, but there's no game today. Now, that would be funny.
Absolutely hilarious. Just so funny. Moose is like, I'll call Dan Mason. We'll cancel it.
You got to think outside the box, you
gotta
guys.
You got to do it.
So important. All right, enjoy the game today, 4:05, Red Wings home opener. We love it because that means summer is creeping up on us. Protecting your kids' privacy, very important, especially online. How many parents have done this one trend? Some people find it to be absolutely ridiculous, kind of like our listener Chelsea, who's on hold. We'll tell you what it is and talk to her coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
How many parents have posted pictures of their kids online but covered up their face for privacy with some goofy-looking emoji? And some people find it to be absolutely ridiculous as a trend.
It's the tongue out with the wink.
So this,
like,
honestly,
I love their eyes in that one.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 585-252-9800. If you agree or disagree with this trend, we obviously want to hear from you this morning on this, because our listener, Chelsea, who's on hold, is not having it. Ain't that right, Breezy?
She's not, and I agree with her wholeheartedly.
Chelsea, what's up? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. Okay, so I wanted to give my take on this because I know for some people it's like an unpopular opinion, but it needs to be said.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I find it so completely strange, and I know I speak for a lot of people when I say this, but like, stop covering your kids' faces on social media with weird emojis. It's the most annoying thing I have ever seen.
Yes, I've said this before for There I Said It. It's giving my child is going to be a celebrity one day, and I don't want them to have any digital footprint whatsoever to respect their pride. Like, your kid's not that important. And, like, also, I don't care
exactly
to see it.
Right, so the parents that do it, a lot of them are doing it, obviously, for privacy reasons. But so many of them, I think, are so quick, too, to post, like, the first day of school. I don't remember any parents using these emoji faces to cover their kids' faces. I haven't really seen this trend.
What do you mean you haven't seen this
I haven't
trend?
Really seen people do this.
Oh my God, it's all over my feed. I'm like, am I following a Lego account? What is this? What is this? Oh God, it's horrid. Or like my favorite part is this. My kid's 5 and I've posted their face up until now. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they've had highlight reels of them, multiple videos, pictures, and they're 5. And I'm like, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. They just start covering up their kids' faces with emojis or better yet, taking pictures of the back of their head. I love that one, too.
Oh, that's a good one. Sure. Why does it bother you so much, though, Chelsea?
Well, because the only thing these parents are doing is ruining their kids' pictures. And like, okay, someone explain to me what the fear of having your kids' pictures online is. Like, I've been posting my kids online since they were little, and there's never been an issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do these parents think that, I don't know, some pedophile is going to be browsing a modest pics of, like, a kid's birthday party and saying, like, oh, that one, yeah, I have to have that one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's the case, but I guess anything's possible. I don't know.
People, if that's the way people are thinking, then you might as well not take your kids in public anywhere or have them wear a mask or something.
True. It's very triggering for you.
It just feels like the internet induced this, like, hysteria. And to me, that's all that is.
So you honestly are not a fan of the emojis over the kids' faces?
No, just don't even take their picture. Don't even post it if you're going to put emojis.
I want to know how many people agree with Chelsea. 585-252-9800. Are you with this trend? Is it something that you actually do? Call us now and let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's my rant. I mean, to the parents who do this, it's odd.
Okay, there you have it.
And I just don't disagree with you.
Yeah, Chelsea, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye.
Oh, the people are peopling.
People are peopling.
They really are. These people act like they're famous. It's so annoying. It really is. Either post a picture without emojis or don't post at all. There's no in between.
I don't understand why it bothers so many people. Honestly, I'm fine with it. It is what it is. And I'll tell you another thing. I haven't really seen anyone do this. You gotta pull your Facebook up. I need to see this.
No, there's so many. Wait, I'll do it right now. Who else is here? If they're not your kids, it's not your problem. Maybe you should mind your own business. Okay, this is Jenna. Honestly, I don't like to post my kids on the internet because the internet is weird, but I'm not putting emojis over them. It's either all or nothing.
It's all in or nothing at all. Let's go over to...
The in-between is crazy.
Logan, good morning. You're live. Go ahead.
I feel like people who are putting pictures over their kids' faces on the internet need to go through their friends list. If they are posting their kids' pictures on their friends list and they need to feel the need to put an emoji over their kid's face, they need to clear out their friends list because obviously they have strangers on there that they don't want their kids...
Logan, that is such a good point. Like, if you have your social media locked up and, mm-hmm. you know, it's private and you have all the precautions, why do you feel the need to do this? It's because they don't want to be private. They want to have their cake and eat it too. And it's just like, I don't know. Listen, again, this person saying it's not your kid, it's not your life. Totally understandable, but it is just like, I don't want to follow you.
Well, then you have to ask, do you really think that covering just their faces is helping anything? If you're covering up kids' faces because you don't want people to creep on them, I'm sorry, but those creepers aren't creeping on kids' faces. They're creeping the whole entire child. You might as well emoji your entire child out of the picture.
You got a point, too.
So true.
It's not their faces they're looking at.
That is so true.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Logan. Appreciate you calling in. Andrew says, I agree with the mom that called in. She might sound passive-aggressive, but she's not wrong. And let me be clear. I 100% support not putting your kids' faces on the internet. The thing is, how about don't post the pic at all then?
Right.
It just comes across as cringy, and I don't feel like it's respecting your kids' privacy as much as you think it is.
Keep it for yourself. Like, keep those memories. Take the photos. You don't have to post it. This person says, how about when they post their other kid but put a baby emoji to cover up the baby's face? Yeah, it's like, so you care about one kid's privacy but not the other? This person says, I totally understand you being annoyed with it. But there's literally a case at the Rochester school where a parent was using photos of children in the kids' classroom and using them to edit inappropriate videos. So I can totally understand the caution. I don't really think there's room to be making fun of people who are simply trying to protect their kids' privacy. I don't think anyone's making fun of them. I think it's just like trying to understand, because like if you go from what Logan just said to all the other people, it's not their faces they're looking at.
Cynthia says, I will post my kids online. And yes, I will always use an emoji or blur their face out. If you think there aren't creepy people on the internet browsing other people's social media doing God knows what with these kids' photos, then you're all delusional.
Then blur out the whole photo. Like, you should just start doing photos of landscape then, because that's really what it is. It doesn't make any sense.
PXY, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi. I also just wanted to chime in about the emojis covering the kids' face. So I do work for the Child Advocacy Center, so I, teach digital safety and things like that. But even with, like, your account as, you know, private as you can get it, making sure that you do only have friends on your friends list, there is still ways where, you know, people can hack into your social media and take your pictures and, you know, whatever, and, you know, they can end up in other places.
Well, I think all of us understand that, you know, what comes with being online. You know what I mean? Those are safety precautions that we all understand. Like, hey, when you go online, you face having something like this take place, and that's basically what happens.
I don't really have an opinion on whether people, you know, post their kids or not. Like, I don't have kids, but you know, it is just like something to keep in mind. And you know, I do see a lot of parents that, you know, like, they're posting first day of school pictures that include, you know, like, the kid's teacher and where they go to school.
Yeah, and yeah. Right.
Like, that makes me so uncomfortable.
Right. They're posting in the front of their house, too, with their address on the actual photo.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
like, with a house number in the background.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah. So, again, like, I don't necessarily have an opinion on whether or not people post, but I do know that, you know, just through work and stuff, that those pictures can end up
in
some safe places.
Yeah. Thanks so much for weighing in on this. I appreciate it. And that's the risk we all take with being on the internet today. Thank you guys so much for weighing in on this. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY traffic. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said It
on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Happy April 1st, April Fool's Day. Happy opening day for our Red Wings.
There's so much going on.
There's a lot happening. We're overstimulated this morning. 585-252-9800 is the number to call if you feel you need to clear the air and get something off your chest for There I Said It. We have Lydia texting in this morning first. You just wrote in all caps, "You are not an entrepreneur. Stop it already." There I said it. Right.
Oh, that's wow. Right. She's pissed.
Lydia's pissed.
It's not her just curb stomping everyone's dreams. Hate people that, do that. Her.
Some people do not like entrepreneurs. And I would say Uber drivers, majority of them are entrepreneurs. Let's go over to Julie. I don't care how sentimental a stuffed animal is or who gave it to you. If you're a grown man and you have one on your bed, I am not sleeping with you, nor should any other woman. There I said it. Pop off. I still have one stuffed animal left. From when I was 18 that my girlfriend gave me on my birthday. And it's sitting in my parents' closet. And it's a little teddy bear and it says Aquarius on it.
Are you hoping she comes back?
What's no, that? I don't know. It's just sentimental. I have it. It's very old. Why throw it away? You know what I'm saying?
Why wouldn't you throw it away?
They were happy times.
It's like a Build-A-Bear. Her voice is in it.
Hi, Philip. Just thinking about you. Squeeze me three times.
I'm not going to throw that away. There's a way. It's all like warped. Like.
It's very sentimental. Why would you throw it away? I don't understand.
You are so weird.
It's
no, you're
not.
So weird because I just feel like.
It's not weird.
You're like the like tidiest, most type A person, but you also won't throw anything away.
I throw stuff away. I'm a minimalist.
But you still save, like, you have memorabilia from, like, 1994 PXY Summer Jam.
Why would you throw, that's vintage. You would throw that away I can pass it down to my, you know, adopted kids one day.
You're adopting children?
Yeah, might, maybe.
I'm getting a Frenchie and I'm adopting three kids. I'm like, what? You've really taken this big brother, big sister thing to the next level.
Yeah, you got
to
step up your game. Who's over there? Who's weighing in?
This person says, you shouldn't be ashamed to still be partying hard after the age of 30. There, I said it. Sounds like somebody who lives in their parents' basement. Love that for you, Jonathan.
The Build-A-Bear thing has me dying over here.
Yeah, well, it happens.
Alicia says, sports people are incapable of functioning like normal human beings in society and do insane things all because their team won or lost. People will break TVs in a rage. They'll wear diapers to work because they lost a bet in their fantasy league. It's truly pathetic. There, I said it. All right. Alicia's talking about our boss, Mike Danger.
Did he lose a bet?
He's lost quite a few bets.
Yeah.
Like, I'll ask him to dinner. Like, hey, I can't. He's got like 10 notebooks in front of him getting ready to prepare for fantasy league. Like, okay.
It's giving me the ick. I don't know. That's all right. This person says, I'm piggybacking off of what you said yesterday. I love high school reunions, and I think that everybody should go to them, even if you weren't popular as a student. Stop. There, I said it.
Stop. You want so badly to see what other people are doing, just log into Facebook.
Some people that show up there don't have Facebook.
The people you truly want in your life and you want to talk to and catch up with, you will. You don't have to wait for a reunion to do that. Okay.
Right. Let's see here. I can't read these.
Who's this? It's sad to see so many food influencers eating themselves to death on Instagram. Too many people have a platform, and it's so bad we just can't get rid of social media once and for all. There, I said it. Is that what you really want?
Yes.
We tried that with TikTok. It lasted 12 hours. People were crying. I just want to say goodbye.
And then it came back and like they were like, I can't believe I exposed every secret I've ever had.
Yeah, it was truly embarrassing for a lot of those people, but we found the humor in it.
It really is.
I think mine for today is, I don't understand how someone is hired to actually be a cook in a diner, but burns the toast 100% of the time. It's not that hard. Why is the toast always burnt when I go to this one place?
It's the aesthetic.
No, it's not the aesthetic. I love the people there. I do. But if you can't make proper toast without burning it, you can't call yourself a cook. There, I said it. You can't do it.
We going to Giants after this?
Giants, I do love. Great sourdough at Giants. Love Giants. Let's go over to Colleen from Rochester. Rochester has zero good vegan restaurants. Where do people even eat in this city if they don't want to be poisoned by regular food? There, I said it. Colleen, you can go to Giants. Yeah. They have salad there.
Mine for today is this. Karen Reed is innocent and no one can tell me any different. There, I said it.
The whole Karen Reed thing.
If you haven't been following this trial.
I haven't.
No worries. There's a documentary on HBO Max for you to go get the breakdown. 5 episodes, 10 out of 10 would recommend. And I want to know your take on it because honestly, this documentary is pretty wild.
It's pretty wild. HBO, Hulu, where's it at?
HBO.
Can I borrow your username and pass?
I'll think about it. That'd be great. It's not mine, so I got to figure that out.
I had to start cutting some corners here and getting rid of the subscriptions. It was too many. I was overwhelmed. It was too many. I don't like when people constantly going into my account and just take what they 15 here, 20 here, 10 here. Enough. Enough.
Wow.
Stat on my wallet.
That's why I don't pay for anything. Just use my parents. Anyways.
Oh, look at Mandy's. Mandy's texting in. Moose, I think it's so sweet that you still kept that stuffed animal from 25 years ago.
Is that your ex? What's happening?
No, I don't know who Mandy is, but she agrees. It's sentimental. Why would you throw something like that up?
Where is that ex now? Because I would love to get her on the show.
Oh, couldn't tell you. Not in the States.
She left the country?
Not in the States. Oh, excuse me.
She was so traumatized by the breakup, she had to flee the country. She's not in the States.
See ya.
Where is she?
No, somewhere down south, I believe.
Very much in the States.
Yes, in the States, but not in New York State.
Honestly, at this rate, she did leave the country because the South is completely different. So,
no, I'm just saying it was a high school girlfriend, and I still have this stuffed animal. It's in my parents' closet, and I came across it on Sunday when I went to my parents for Sunday sauce, and I'm like, you know what? I can't believe I still have this little thing. There's a star on the teddy bear's chest. It says Aquarius on it. It's very cute.
Bring it in.
Should I?
Yeah.
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Can't wait to hear your ex's voice. Let's play it live on air.
And then we'll go to Kaylee that says, I tried drinking V8 the other morning because I used to see my dad drinking it every morning, and I threw up. It tastes like a thick, salty Vaseline paste. The worst drink in the world. There, I said it. We love a good V8.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I feel better.
I'm so glad.
This is very therapeutic. Who needs therapy?
You.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Hey, Green.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Breezy, what's one thing we will just not do on this show?
I'm just not gonna reward bad behavior.
Never have, we never will. We're just not gonna do it, you guys. We need you to keep your head on a swivel because the Ontario County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help in finding a registered sex offender who disappeared before his scheduled sentencing for predatory sexual assault involving a minor. Daniel Savini, 43, also known as Zero.
Track.
What was that? Yes, he is a Zero, that's for sure. He reportedly removed his ankle monitor and he fled. This was on March 14th. He's still missing. It's two weeks ago. Where did he go? What is he doing? Savini is described as a 5'11", 220-pound man with brown hair and brown eyes. A lot of brown.
So much brown.
Along with tattoos on both forearms. Now, I saw one of the tattoos on his left forearm. It's of a red dragon. Looks so stupid. I had never understood the dragon tattoos on the wood.
Not sure.
It didn't look like it was finished either, but the tattoo's never finished. You know what I mean? It's never done. Daniel has a prior conviction.
Why do they always have to say that? It's like, I'm getting it filled in tomorrow. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's not finished yet.
It's going to wrap around my inner thigh. Daniel has a prior conviction of rape and sodomy involving a 13-year-old girl. This was all the way back in 2001. Quite the record for Daniel Savini. Anyone who finds him is advised not to approach him and to call 911 immediately or the Ontario County Sheriff's Office, 585-394-4560.
All right.
Do they? I mean, is there a reward here?
I know. If they really want to find him, they would put something on the line.
Listen, not for nothing, but there really should be some sort of reward. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, no one's going to look without one, you know.
That's not true.
I mean, it's not that they're not going to look. They're going to keep their head on a swivel, but they're not going to actively go out and search for this man. They don't care.
He's on the loose. I have a buddy who was in, you remember when they used to do the, America's Most Wanted?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So a lot of those episodes were reenactments. So my buddy had to play a guy who cut his monitor off and escaped house arrest and was on the loose. And America's Most Wanted aired his episode, and he would sit there with a drink in hand and pray that this guy wouldn't get caught, because they would keep rerunning that same episode, and however long he was on the loose, he kept getting residual checks. Classic.
Oh, what a classic.
Coming up, Breezy found out that Easter is landing on 420 this year, and for whatever reason, she's beyond excited.
No, fully.
Do you want to explain why?
I just feel like there are some days that should never coincide, and the fact that this is coinciding, and I feel like it's happened before. This isn't the first time this has ever happened. I'll look up when it was, but I just feel like this is like 420 landing on Thanksgiving. It would be like a great holiday for it to land on because
sure.
of all the food. But I'm just wondering how the Easter baskets are going to look a little different this year.
How many honey baked hams are you capable of eating this Easter? We'll talk about it coming up next. Oh, yeah. Smoke it if you got it.
Smoke it if you got it.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It occurred to us that Easter is landing on 420 this year. And for whatever reason, that was very exciting to Breezy. She came in the room this morning with a huge smile on her face because, as you know, huge gush. With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being Snoop Dogg. All right, Breeze, let's break this down. We got to understand why this holiday, specifically this year, you're more excited about it than usual.
Well, it's not even really that. Like, I think what it comes down to is this. I think this is a bigger conversation because, yes, Easter falls on 420 this year. It only happens 33 times over the course of 1,000 years, which is insane.
Really?
Yes. So I just want to have the conversation about holidays in general, because sometimes it feels like an absolute crapshoot and a free-for-all. And it kind of feels like we're at mercy to the clock. It feels like when it comes to holidays, they truly like don't understand the timing of all of them and why, as a society, we haven't really gotten a better handle on it. Because, like I said, it's like we're doing whatever the clock or the calendar tells us to do. And I just don't understand. I know there's some holidays that we like truly can't change the date. Christmas Eve, Christmas, St. Patrick's Day.
It's same date every year.
New Year's, like, obviously. But when it comes to Easter, it's really strange because last year at this time, we were celebrating Easter yesterday.
March 31st.
Yesterday. And, you know, sometimes it's even been earlier than that. And then this year, it's like one of the last weeks in April. So it's like, what's really going on here? And then when it comes to Monday holidays, that's a whole nother story. It's like it always falls on the day to give us the day off, which I'm not complaining about whatsoever. But I'm just saying, why is this a thing? Because we're constantly changing the dates of these monumental holidays, question mark?
Easter is a holiday.
I know Easter is a holiday, obviously, but 420 is not. And well, 420 is never going to change.
That depends on who you ask.
Yes, very much so.
You being a huge Kush girl, obviously.
Massive Kush girl.
That's a big holiday.
I probably have smoked weed 5 times my whole life. So.
Huge Kush girl.
But I just think it's crazy because holidays are important to me because I think it's one time of year when you can actually focus on one thing. And when you cram everything together, Easter, 420, all of these things.
Oh,
it's too much.
It's two things. It's two things.
It's too much.
You're so dramatic. I just hope that Easter never falls on St. Patrick's Day, because then That would be a messy.
That would be really messy.
But there's no reason you can't celebrate both.
I just feel like each holiday should get its own thing. And when it comes to 420, yes, it's not that important to me, but it could be very important to Jonathan, who smokes 7 blunts a day.
I mean, this used to be so taboo, remember?
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
And now I feel like more people will celebrate 420 because weed is legal now in New York. And you can just go to a dispensary and do what you need to do. And I just don't want anybody, I don't want your weird uncle showing up high as a kite at the turkey or at the ham dinner. You know
that's
I mean?
Me. I'm that weird uncle. That would be me.
Blaze it if you got it.
Yeah, yes.
Not you passing the joint around to your 9-year-old niece. No, it's just like, I'm not into it. But then, at the same time, the people who are into it, I'm worried their Easter baskets are going to look a little different this year.
Easter, for whatever reason, I understand the meaning behind Easter, and that's, I respect all of those things and what Easter stands for. Is it my favorite holiday? No, not really. It's always going to land on a Sunday. It's Easter Sunday. It's still going to be a nice time. I guess it's just one of those things where it's like, I don't want to go to brunch and I don't want to dress up. Okay. Those are just a couple of things I don't want to do. I just don't want to do it.
I want to be in sweatpants. Like, I want to eat a whole chocolate bunny to the dome and be done with it.
But I
don't like ham.
But the memories that come with Easter, especially growing up, I do hold on to because they were really great. Growing up, I don't know about you guys, if your family would partake in the Easter tradition of your parents or whoever hiding the Easter basket.
The egg hunt.
You waking up and then you would have to search all over to find your Easter basket.
Never got my Easter basket hidden.
Really?
Just did an egg hunt.
Oh, and then, 20 years go by and you watch the video of yourself on VHS tape trying to look for this Easter basket, which took sometimes hours. But it was fun. That's the tradition of Easter that I'm familiar with.
Right. Why is it that, and I don't know if you feel this way, Easter feels like such a stuffy, serious holiday. Well, but Christmas doesn't feel, I mean, like, they're both religious holidays, of course, but Christmas doesn't feel that way. Easter, it's like everybody's in their freshly pressed pastels, and we all have to get a picture at the front door, and then we're going to go to church, and then we're going to eat. Like, it's very, I don't know the word to describe it. Stuffy is the only word I can really use to describe it.
Yeah, and I guess that's fair. It's just very...
That's the only holiday I feel that way about, though.
So do I.
Like, I feel like I can't screw up on Easter because it's Easter. And, like, nobody can cry on Easter because we have to do everything by the book.
Right, it's a very special day. Where on Christmas, you're like anyone else, you're celebrating a birthday.
No, fully.
I still don't understand where the eggs came into play with Easter. I'm still
or the bunny.
If you guys have the lowdown on that, feel free to text us.
If you're a priest, call in right now 585-252-9800. I don't think any priests are listening to our show, but this person says my birthday falls on Thanksgiving. Sometimes I'm so annoyed by it. It's like get your own day. Yeah, it's hard. You can't confuse the Easter grass with the adult grass. That's all I'm saying. Especially when it lands on 420. I don't like sharing holidays. I think they only come every so often and don't cram it all in one day. This is exactly what we talked about back at Christmas time. Sharing a birthday with Jesus. It's a lot.
Yeah. A lot of parents. Listen, you guys, your kids are going to be very disappointed this year because we got a couple of parents that texted in and was like, we can't afford eggs. Because you're going to paint eggs on Easter. Maybe you do it the night before. Maybe you do it the morning of. But, with the tariffs in place, eggs are just too expensive.
Cut that tradition. Nip it in the bud. It's ending today. Because there's just no way.
Somebody answered my question, though. Eggs represent new life and rebirth. And it's an ancient custom. And it became a part of Easter celebrations long, long time ago.
It's really bad news for us because nobody can afford eggs right now.
I will say this, though. I'm very much looking forward to Easter because that means Lent will be over and I finally get to go back to Wegmans and shop. So,
only 20 more days.
You know what I mean?
But you've already broke it like 4 times. So.
Well, I went yesterday accidentally, But I forgot I wasn't supposed to be.
Enough with the accidental.
I forgot I wasn't actually supposed to be there. Enough. It's a habit. What can you do?
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day.
Moose Breezy, how many parents have posted pictures of their kids online but covered up their face for privacy with some goofy-looking emoji? Some people
hung out with the winking.
I personally have never seen really this taking place on my social media.
I see it all of the time. Some, and I'm like, who am I following right now?
I don't know. People find it to be absolutely ridiculous. Kind of like our listener, Chelsea, who's on hold. If this is something you agree or disagree with when it comes to this trend, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Chelsea, what's up? Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Okay, so I wanted to give my take on this because I know for some people it's like an unpopular opinion, but it needs to be said.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah, I find it so completely strange, and I know I speak for a lot of people when I say this, but like stop covering your kids' faces on social media with weird emojis. It's the most annoying thing I have ever seen.
Yes, I've said this before for There I Said It. It's giving my child is going to be a celebrity one day, and I don't want them to have any digital footprint whatsoever to respect their pride. Like, your kid's not that important. And, like, also, I don't care
exactly
to see it.
Right. So the parents that do it, a lot of them are doing it, obviously, for privacy reasons. But so many of them, I think, are so quick, too, to post, like, the first day of school. Do they, I don't remember any parents using these emoji faces to cover their kids' faces. I haven't really seen this trend.
What do you mean you haven't seen this
I haven't
trend?
Really seen people
oh
do this.
Oh my God, it's all over my feed. I'm like, am I following a Lego account? What is this? What is this? Oh God, it's horrid. Or like my favorite part is this. My kid's 5 and I've posted their face up until now. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they've had highlight reels of them, multiple videos, pictures, and they're 5. And I'm like, actually, I don't want to do this anymore. They just start covering up their kids' faces with emojis or better yet, taking pictures of the back of their head. I love that one, too.
Oh, that's a good one. Sure. Why does it bother you so much, though, Chelsea?
Well, because the only thing these parents are doing is ruining their kids' pictures. And like, okay, someone explain to me what the fear of having your kids' pictures online is. Like, I've been posting my kids online since they were little, and there's never been an issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do these parents think that, I don't know, some pedophile is going to be browsing a modest pics of, like, a kid's birthday party and saying, like, oh, that one. Yeah, I have to have that one.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's the case, but I guess anything's possible. I don't know.
People, if that's the way people are thinking, then you might as well not take your kids in public anywhere or have them wear a mask or something.
True. It's very triggering for you.
It just feels like the internet induced this, like, hysteria. And to me, that's all that is.
So you honestly are not a fan of the emojis over the kids' faces?
No, just don't even take their picture. Don't even post it if you're going to put emojis.
I want to know how many people agree with Chelsea. 585-252-9800. Are you with this trend? Is it something that you actually do? Call us now and let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, that's my rant. I mean, to the parents who do this, it's odd.
Okay, there you have it.
And I just don't disagree with you.
Yeah, Chelsea, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye. She's pissed.
This person says, creeps will be able to see the kids due to being able to remove that sticker from covering their faces. So they can. Unfortunately, people can remove. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are saying
how?
This. They can remove stickers with Photoshop. Interesting.
Really? That I did not know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if somebody wants to do it, they're going to do it.
Let's get to a few of your calls. Logan, you're live. Go ahead.
I feel like people who are putting pictures over their kids' faces on the internet need to go through their friends list. If they are posting their kids' pictures on their friends list and they need to feel the need to put an emoji over their kid's face, they need to clear out their friends list because obviously they have strangers on there that they don't want their kids.
Logan, that is such a good point. Like, if you have your social media locked up and, you know, it's private and you have all the precautions – why do you feel the need to do this? It's because they don't want to be private. They want to have their cake and eat it too. And it's just like, I don't know. Listen, again, this person saying it's not your kid, it's not your life. Totally understandable. But it is just like, I don't want to follow you.
Well, then you have to ask, do you really think that covering just their faces is helping anything? If you're covering up kids' faces because you don't want people to creep on them, I'm sorry, but those creepers aren't creeping on kids' faces. They're creeping the whole entire child. You might as well emoji your entire child out of the picture.
You got a point, too.
So true.
It's not their faces they're looking at.
That is so true.
Thanks so much, Logan. Appreciate you calling in. Andrew says, I agree with the mom that called in. She might sound passive-aggressive, but she's not wrong. And then let's go over to Cynthia. I will post my kids online, and yes, I will always use an emoji or blur their faces out. If you think there aren't creepy people on the internet browsing other people's social media doing God knows what with these kids' photos, then you're all delusional. I guess so. Tina says, if you're so worried about your kids' privacy, then you wouldn't be posting 100 photos of them on their first day of school and pictures of them in front of their house or getting on the bus. Some parents just
that
want
so true.
Attention. Yeah, I mean, you have the house numbers, too, in the photos, right in the background.
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to take a picture of something, it's honestly offensive to the photo. Like, for somebody who is maybe like a photographer or just appreciates a good piece of art, aka a photograph, you putting stickers all over it, it dilutes the entire picture. Like,
well,
you have to put a sticker over the address, then you have to put a sticker over the face, then you have to put a sticker over the feet, because no free feet pics, you know what I mean?
Oh, you don't want the free feet pics.
So,
I think a lot of us understand the risks that we take.
What's the point of posting a photo?
That are associated with being on the internet. It's a scary place. But if that to you is, if that's privacy for you, then so be it. I don't know who this person is, but they said, why is this a big deal? I do not want my kids posted all over social media. Why wouldn't you cover their face? Breezy, you will understand when you have a kid.
Okay. This is so classic. Such a classic. You'll understand when you have a kid. It's such a crutch. Get a new line. Because you know what? I'm sitting here from an outsider perspective without a kid to tell you it's not right. Because you can't see with your rose-colored glasses. That's all I'm saying. You're too far into it. So don't come at me and say, when I have a kid. I can't wait for the day I pop out a kid. So I can actually never hear that line ever again. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Like Sunday morning.
I'm done.
Cha.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a film that's very close to my heart, thanks to our boss, Mike Danger, Swingers, starring Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau, about a man struggling to get over his last relationship. Relatable? I think so. Before we get into Breezy's review, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen. What do you want to get out of here for? Look around. Look at all the honey babies. One of those honey babies is bringing a cocktail to us right now.
You're nuts. Are you nuts? She's not coming back.
Yes, she is. She's coming back. Come on, baby. She wants to party.
I'm just tired. I just want to go home. We should just go.
Stop. Now, you listen to me. This is what we came for, okay? The beautiful honey babies. We met one, and she wants to party. That's why we're here. She likes you.
No, she likes you.
Whatever. Daddy's going to get her to bring her friend, and I don't care if I end up with her or one of her beautiful baby friends, okay?
I miss Nikki. She won't call me back. I can't do this. I'm not ready. Oh, God! I can't do this anymore. I'm a loser! Do you hear me? I'm a loser!
Cut. Okay, that was a lot. Breezy running out of the casino. Now, if you haven't seen the film, Rotten Tomatoes scored this bad boy 87% because that's what the honey babies wanted. A transplanted New Yorker attempting to
get acclimated to Los Angeles, is struggling to boost, you know, his comedy career and get over his last relationship. A self-proclaimed master of seduction, Mike's buddy, Vince Vaughn, tries to show him how to make connections and get the attention of women. Slowly moving toward regaining his confidence, Mike meets this gorgeous, down-to-earth honey baby, Lorraine, sparking a brand new romance. Breezy, did this movie hold up?
I would say yes, just because I feel like this is what happens when your friend breaks up with someone. You try to do everything you can to get them out of the house and get them to forget about said person.
Yes.
But it was a little throwbacky, I will say, but the message still stood.
I mean, we are talking 1996. Granted, you were two.
Also, okay, continue. Go on. I'll save this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to get to like the biggest throwback moment because Vince Vaughn in this movie was very skinny.
Well, he was very, I mean, we're talking about him in his 20s, early 20s.
He was tiny.
Yeah.
And same with, what's his name? Fairview?
Favreau. Who's a great director now. I mean, he's directed a lot of the Marvel movies and Iron Man and all that, but he's still.
I've seen him in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, he was in, him and both Vince Vaughn were in Rudy together.
And The Breakup.
Yeah. It's they're great. And I think this movie, too, holds close to my heart. Like I mentioned yesterday on the show, is our boss, Danger, when I was going through a really tough breakup in my early 20s, he sat me down and forced me to watch this film start to finish. And
did it make you feel better?
Yeah, I put it on pause and went to go call my girlfriend. So I failed miserably because I should. That's the one thing he tried to keep me from doing. Now, one of the things I love about this film, too, is when I was living in L.A., the majority of the places they shot this film, I was a regular at. Like the Dresden at the bar, that's where we spent all our happy hours. That's where we spent all our hangouts. So I have so many memories of me and friends there on the weekends just getting after it.
Just crush it.
And it's great to see all of those locations in this movie. It just brings back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
All right, Breezy, favorite character in the film?
I liked Vince Vaughn. I did like his character. This movie was very similar to Crazy Stupid Love for me. Obviously, the plot was a little different with like the divorce and things like that. The guy wasn't divorced, but he had a long-standing relationship. It's just like I see so many parallels between Vince Vaughn and Ryan Gosling of like just being such a swagger stud.
Right.
You know what I mean? And trying to get their loser friend to get over whatever it is they're going through.
Yep.
So,
I'll take that.
Yes.
All right. So did you have a favorite scene in the movie? Because this is about an hour and a half film and all of the scenes are fantastic. So which one was your favorite, Breezy?
He goes every single scene. Absolutely top notch. I liked our scene. I think I did an amazing job. I also liked the scene when they're driving in the car and he's losing his mind.
Yep.
There's
the voicemail.
I like the voicemail. I also like the scene when Michelle, his ex, actually called him and was like, he finally realized, like, I'm not into this.
Right.
Because that's what happens, right? Like, you always want what you can't have. And then once you finally get it back or have the opportunity to get it back, you're like, I'm good.
What is your least favorite scene in Swingers?
Probably watching him get rejected as much as he did.
It was painful.
Like, what kind of car do you drive? He's like, does it matter?
But that's a question you will get asked in L.A. What kind of car do you have? What do you do for a living? Yeah. How much money do you make? Where do you live? Who do you know? What's the best throwback moment of the 1996 hit film Swingers, Breeze?
All of it. I mean, Vince Vaughn just being as young as he was, the casinos, they were like smoking in the casinos, which is crazy. The cars that they drove, the outfits that they wore, very, very, I don't know, I don't even know the word, bougie, but like old time bougie. The carpet on the floor in that casino, oh wow, what a throwback. I mean, they still kind of look like that, but no one's lighting up, you know what I mean?
No, I totally get that. Yeah, you can't smoke in these restaurants anymore. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are we giving Swingers starring Vince Vaughn, Jon Favreau?
I liked the movie. It was good. It was an easy watch. And out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a 3.9.
Oof. That's great. Really a low score.
That's really great. That's... I've given lower. I've given -10. So it's a great score.
What would get this past a 4.0? What would it take?
I needed him to stop saying baby as much as he did.
Oh, the honey babies, though. That's the whole point of his character.
It was too much for me.
All right. Breezy is rating. She's given Swingers a 3.9. I thought that was extremely low. I was hoping for close to a 5, but it's your review. What are you going to do?
Thank you so much. Keep those fire films coming.
I sure will. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday on the show at this time, Breezy made mention that her apartment is being taken over by a spirit, a.k.a. a ghost, a.k.a. a possible demon, a.k.a. a demonic poltergeist. But, like she always says, these things happen. So me, practically being a Ghostbuster, and have had my fair share of run-ins with the dead, or the afterlife,
not
if you call
dead.
It.
Not the dead?
I willingly said that intern Joe and myself will head over there with super soakers filled with holy water. She declined because she doesn't want to alarm the neighbors. That's fine. That's fair.
I also don't want you in my apartment.
If you guys haven't noticed yet, I'm desperately trying to find any reason possible to put my Ghostbusters replica one piece on to go take care of business. Why?
No, it's so bad.
Why? Because I ain't afraid of no ghost.
So I will give credit where credit is due. I had a little bit of a mouse issue in my last apartment, and Moose came over, sent a message. It was an absolute bloodbath. I literally had to leave my apartment for the whole weekend because you set, what, like 7 traps?
I said, give it 72 hours, okay, and by the time you come back, it's going to be fine. Well, she came back, and there's like blood squirted on the walls, the counter. I'm like, I've not listened. In my defense, it's usually cleaner than this. I've never seen anything like this happen.
No, it was so bad. I was screaming. And
these are some serious traps.
And that little rat licked the peanut butter off of one of the traps.
Yeah. So needless to say, I sent a message, all right. And they haven't come back since.
Anyway, so we're dealing with a new issue. And I would argue that this one is a little more severe because we can't see this little furry friend. This is something that's not visible.
No.
It's a vibe. It's a spirit. So I'll give you the rundown if you missed it yesterday. So yesterday I wake up. It's Monday morning. My girlfriend's flicking all the lights on, which, you know, just a little peek behind the curtain. She's never up when I'm up. I'm leaving so early in the morning. She's still sleeping, right? So she's up. She's flicking all the lights. And she's like, babe, wake up. I'm like, oh my God, what happened? Like, she's like, first of all, your alarm's going off for 45 minutes. Second of all, we have a massive issue. I'm like, okay, what's happening? She's like, I heard footsteps and a loud crash, and our dog flipped out and she went outside.
Oh, not Jakey Poo.
Her name's Phoebe, but so close.
Oh, Phoebe.
Not Jake. I don't know who Jake is, but love that for him. So she gets out, springs up out of bed, grabs a knife, and runs.
The knife? What kind? Just a regular kitchen knife?
I think it was like a pocket knife. I don't really know.
Okay, so she's gonna do, and she's gonna do what with it?
I don't know. Hurt whoever's.
So I think we've established who's protecting who in the relationship here.
Yeah.
If there's a noise or a sudden creak in the floor, she's going to check. It's absolutely not you.
Absolutely. I also didn't even know anything was happening. I was sleeping like a rock. So anyways, I was like, okay. She's like, I went into our roommate's room and I opened the door. And the second I opened the door, I heard a loud crash, but nothing fell. So I was like, oh my God.
She heard a loud crash within the room.
She was like a bowling ball, like fell.
Oh, that's creepy.
Right. So I was like, okay. So yesterday we took to the show. I went on air with it, and a lot of people were like, you need to sage your apartment. Like, you need to get rid of.
And you can buy most sage at the counter at 7-Eleven. Is that where you got yours from?
Walmart, but so close. I mean, so I go to Walmart, I grab 2 things of sage, and we get after it last night. We're saging the whole joint. I'm opening the door. I'm like wafting the spirits like out, like guiding them out. She saged the entire apartment building, hallway, stairs, railing.
You like, open the windows and everything.
Open the windows, everything.
Now, I asked Breezy this morning, don't you see that the sage is great? Don't get me wrong. But wouldn't a crucifix be more fitting? In which she replied, it doesn't match the aesthetics of the apartment.
It doesn't. It just wouldn't go with my decor. God. But so close. And last night, I mean, granted, I did fall asleep at 8:30 and I was out like a literal light.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything happened last night. But I will give you guys a little bit of this. So yesterday I was home in the afternoon. And like I said, our roommate, aka her brother, hasn't been staying there for the last couple of days. So he wasn't there when all this weird stuff was happening. So I've been kind of like spooked out. I've been like taking notice of every noise, every movement, all of it. So yesterday I'm in my room.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm home alone with the dog. And I hear a loud crash. And then I hear footsteps. And I'm
again.
Like, oh my God.
It's like, happening.
Of course. All of a sudden, her brother just pops up out of nowhere. Again, he isn't staying in the apartment. So I was like, what are you doing here? You scared the crap out of me.
Him in the flash or his spirit?
No, he was fully there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was fully there. I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I had to get something. I'm like, okay.
I'm convinced there's something more serious going on than a regular ghost. Could this be a poltergeist?
What's a poltergeist? Could it be something
like we're talking about demonic? Very demonic.
Oh, God.
In which case, if that's what's happening, I would suggest a priest. Or just to move the hell out of your apartment as fast as possible.
It's too much. It's too much. So
or, we can open up the portal tonight with a Ouija board.
No.
And have a conversation and try and figure out what it's doing there.
Stop trying to invite yourself over to my apartment.
You know, it would be nice to come see where you live.
No, it's fine.
I had you over my place when I first moved in. You know, I don't understand.
That was like a party, though. It was like a party.
No, you came over just you by yourself.
I don't remember that.
We hung out on the sofa.
I don't remember that. Not one time.
Okay.
But there's a video of me and my girlfriend staging the whole place. So go take a look at that. 98PXY Rochester, Breezy on Air. I hope I did it right. You had to go clockwise. I know that.
You got to go clockwise. If you go counterclockwise, you're inviting them in.
Oh, God. I think there was a video of her doing counterclockwise. Oh, my God. This is too much.
It's way too much. Give us an update of what's going on. Whether I'm invited or not, I will be coming over, A, to see your apartment, and B, to help you guys out. Because if anybody knows anything about this, in these particular situations, or how to hunt ghosts.
It's not you.
It's definitely this guy right here. Okay? We're talking about me.
Thank you for clarifying.
Let's get him.
Plays the Ghostbusters song one time. He's like, I'm an expert.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.